USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden will be back on the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. The president making stops in Georgia and Florida to bolster his support among seniors. Biden will be campaigning through the swing state of Michigan, sparked by Twitter and Facebook's blocking of a negative New York Post article about Hunter Biden. The Senate Judiciary Committee says they will be issuing a subpoena to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton saying,
"Well, I'm glad that we're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come to Capitol Hill. These big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship of conservative and Republican voices. It's been going on for years. This week, though, they declared open war on the Republican Party and conservatives across America. And my message for these big tech oligarchs is simple. Winter is coming."
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.